Thanks, Amanda, for leading us into worship this morning. It's good. So if you forgot from when Rennie was talking earlier, I'm Rachel, and Rennie and I are the pastors here at Oasis, and we're just excited to be here. We're always excited for Sunday mornings and just to be able to be with other believers and to be in the Word of God together and to be encourage each other. And if you couldn't tell from the games and what we've done so far, this is our family gathering. Today we say it's a kids gathering. It's our family gathering. We just come in here together, know each other's strengths and weaknesses. Obviously, we knew Carlin could be the biggest belcher, you know, if she wants to. We've heard her at lunch. But, you know, when family comes together, we're together. Good, bad, ugly, the beautiful, we're together. And so that's our goal here at Oasis, to do life together, to be together. So if you haven't noticed already, we've read from this book several times today. Kiddos, what is this?
Bible.
The Bible. And we do this on Sundays when I'm teaching too. Who wrote this?
God.
And is it true?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. So adults, the kids believe it. So hopefully you guys believe it too. I'm actually going to be reading off my iPad, so if you see me not opening this, the only reason is because it's a different version. I used a little bit easier of a version for the kiddos so they can understand it. So let's pray. God, we thank you that you are the Almighty God. We thank you, Lord, that there is none like you. No matter what other people worship, the things, the idols, the sun, whoever people worship, whatever they worship, Lord, there is none like you, Lord. And we are thankful that you are our God. You are the one that created us. You are the one who gave himself for us so that we could be forgiven, so that we can have life eternal. And we thank you for that this morning, Lord. God, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, that we can use it as a lamp to our life. We can use it to light our paths, Lord God. We can take it in our ears. We can listen to it. We can speak it, Lord, and it brings life to our bodies, Lord. And I thank you for your word this morning. As we talk about your word today and as we talk about the words, the things that we listen to and protecting our eyes and ears, Lord, I pray that it would resonate in our hearts, Lord. I pray that it would change our lives. We would not be the same person when we leave as when we came in this morning, Lord. You are so good, Father, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, so to get started this morning, I just want to put out a little disclaimer. If you came to hear Pastor Rennie, I'm sorry. You're stuck with me today. But he will be preaching next week, so feel free to come back next week, right, to hear him. Okay. If this is good, the kids' gatherings are not only good to let the adults that don't work in children's ministry see what we do on a Sunday, but it also gives Pastor Rennie a little bit of a break. So he doesn't have to prepare a sermon for that week. He doesn't have to talk, even though he likes to talk. Do you guys know that? Whether he's on dad duty, pastor duty, or coach duty, or accountant DC elevator duty, he likes to talk. Amen. We've many of us have seen him in multiple roles, so you can hear him next week. No, we aggravate you because we love you. Okay, so to start things off, I have a little guessing game. I'm going to give you clues, and if you know what the answer is, you can just yell it out. I know we said raise your hand, but this particular time only, you can yell it out, okay? Okay, so the first clue is, I can hide or I can show myself. It's a good guess, Eb, not quite. Shadow, eyes, chameleon, person. No, not quite. Let me give you the second clue. You might get this. Adults, maybe give a minute or two for the kids because you might get it a little bit quicker. The second clue is, I can hurt people or help people. I can hide or be open. I can hurt people or help people. Not a gun, not a firefighter. Madison's a mouth. That's okay, let me give you the next one because I feel like you guys are getting there. I am made up of many muscles. Many muscles. Sex at heart, not quite. Okay. Aiden got it. It's a tongue. I didn't know it was made up of many muscles. I thought it was one, but it's actually many muscles. For those scientific people, you probably know that. The other clues were, I'm always wet. I can be curled. Curl your tongue. I help people taste food, which would have been a big giveaway if you hadn't gotten it. And I'm usually pink. Those were the other clues. All right. So that was just a little fun thing to get us started with our tongue. Our tongue has a lot of power in it. So has anybody heard the saying, what goes up must come down? Okay. Well, today I'm talking about what goes in must come out. So I know it's a little bit of a twist on that, but that's what I'm talking about today. What goes in must come out. So it's kind of the same as what goes up must come down. And the subtitle would be protecting our ears and eyes, or eyes and ears. I guess that's how it's on the screen, eyes and ears. So we did the guessing game on the tongue, and then I said something about the eyes and ears. So today we're going to talk about how all of that is connected, because it is connected. Our tongue reacts to the things that we put into our body, whether that's tasting food, whether that's breathing air, or whether that's what we put into our eyes and our ears. So this is what the scripture says about the eye. This is in Matthew 6:22. It says, the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. I'll let you guys kind of gather in on that. In other words, when you see things that are good, then your body will be full of light. But if that is true, then the opposite is also true. When we see things that are not good, our body would be full of
darkness.
Yes. That's the opposite of light, it's darkness. And here's a verse about the ears. This is in Proverbs 4:20-22. And our kids are actually going through a series in Proverbs, which is why we're going to be talking about Proverbs a little bit today. So Proverbs 4:20-22 says this, and you can follow along on the screen. It says, my child, pay attention to my words. Listen closely to what I say. Don't ever forget my words. Keep them deep within your heart. These words are the secret to life for those who find them. They bring health to the whole body, right? So what we hear and the words we speak bring health to our whole body. So when you hear words from the Word of God or from the Bible, then you can bring life to someone else through the tongue. You can hear the words in, and you can bring life to someone else by speaking those words out. But not listening to the Word of God and just listening to other things can bring death. It can defeat your entire body when you turn around and use those words to hurt someone. So God created us with a tongue. Almost everybody has one. I mean, there's always people that don't, but almost everybody has a tongue. And that tongue is good for many things. Let's read what Proverbs 18:21 says in the Message paraphrase. It says, words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. And I like this version because I felt like it was a little, for me anyway, it was a little bit of like a dab in the heart, because I have to choose what my words are like. The tongue can speak words that bring life or death. Those who love to talk must be ready to accept what it brings. And that's in the easy to read version. So it's the same verse, it's just in a different version. And I like that one too. So has anybody ever been hurt by words? I have been hurt multiple times by words. They can be very painful. Has anybody ever been helped by a word? Definitely. So which definitely, brings into comparison the hurt and the help, the power of life and death. So death comes when we use our words to bring evil, when we are discouraging someone, when we say, you can't do that, or don't do that, or you're stupid, or, you're ugly, or you're fat. Any of those words, when used to harm someone, can bring death to them. And the same token, words of encouragement, words of love, words of kindness, saying, good job, you got it, you can do it. Those words bring life to a person. And we have to be very, very careful about it. Toby Mac has a song called Speak Life, and my kids really liked that. It was several years ago it came out, and my kids would sing that song. So when they would say something at the house, I would say, are you speaking life or death? And it's a big thing to really consider. Like, what words are you doing? Well, are they speaking life or death? So I have 3 points from this verse. Well, from the message, really. And the first one is, our words can give life. So let's go back to the very, very beginning of the Bible in Genesis 1:3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. How did he create the light? He said it with a motion. How do you speak? With your mouth. He said a word, right? He said, let there be light. He spoke words and light came to be. And the rest of the chapter is full of let there be, let there be, let there be. Everything that God created, he spoke into existence. He used his words to bring life. And as he did that, several days after he made light, he made man. And he said, let there be man. And he spoke man into existence. He brought life with his words. And it also says in that same verse that we are created in his image, in the likeness of God. So if we are created in the image and likeness of God, and God spoke life, then we also can speak life. We also can use our words to speak life because we are created in the image and the likeness of God. Proverbs 16:24 was a memory verse a couple weeks ago. It says, kind words are like honey. They are easy to accept and good for your health. And Proverbs 10:11a says, the mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life. And then in Romans 10, verse 9, it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So not only can you use your words for kindness, you can also use your words to confess who God is, to tell other people who he is, and to confess it yourself to make that change in your own life. So our second point is our words can bring death. So in the beginning, after God created the world, I know most of you know this story. There's a man and a woman in the garden, Adam and Eve, and eventually they made a wrong decision and they sinned. So sin entered the world. Once sin entered the world, before that, there was really no talking death because there was no sin. So all those words were bringing life. But once that sin entered the world, all of a sudden, there was the possibility of speaking death. And so that's where it started to become dangerous. Our tongues became dangerous at that point because sin had entered the world. So this is what James 3, verses 3 through 9 says. And it's long, but we have it up here, so follow along. It says, if we put bits into the mouth of horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole bodies as well. Look at the ships also. Though they are so large and are driven by the strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great is a forest set ablaze by such a small fire? And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature, can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no human can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. So what did you all, especially you kiddos, what did you learn from that passage right there? What did you learn, Victoria? Be nice, okay. Tanner, what did you learn? Speak kindness instead of harming. Okay, good. Heidi? Sometimes we might say bad words, but we don't mean it. Sometimes they slip out, don't they? Levi? That is true. When you say something bad, it's out there, isn't it? He said, if you say something bad, you can't take it back. And really, you can say, I'm sorry, but those words are out there. Once you say them, they're out there. All right. Kiana, do you have something? Okay, what is it? Okay, you're just smiling so cute at me. I don't know what you're saying, but you can tell me later if you have something about that passage. I'll listen to it. So here are some other passages that teach about the power of death. And yes, I crammed a ton of passages into this because the Bible says so much about this. I actually cut tons. So I know I'm reading a lot. Just bear with me because it's just important to know. Proverbs 12:18 says, there is one whose rash words are like sword thrust. You guys know what a sword thrust is, right? Tyler, I know you do. Sword thrust. You thrust it in somebody. But the tongue of the wise brings healing. So when we're not careful about our tongues, they can be like a stabbing someone in the heart with a sword, and essentially is what it's saying. Psalm 55:21 says, his speech was smooth as butter, yet war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. So sometimes we pretend to be nice with our words, but they're really like more like flattery. They're really just to kind of make ourselves look good or to get something, to, you know, move up the ladder, so to speak. Proverbs 15, verse 1 says, "A soft answer turns away wrath," which is anger, "but a harsh word stirs up anger." So when we choose to use those harsh words, we can stir up anger. So sometimes, I have to use my kids' example because this is who I'm around most of the time. Sometimes when my kids argue, if one of them says something rude or mean, then it can start it can start an argument, which can sometimes be physical or whatever. But all that would have to stop it was that first word, the first comment. If it was never spoken, the whole argument would have never taken place. Does that make sense? So if you have a sarcastic or you have this biting comment that you want to make to prove you're right or whatever, sometimes saying it stirs up this whole thing. But by keeping your mouth shut or saying something kind, sometimes you can completely ward off a whole big argument. You completely ward off a whole, you know, well, sometimes it can be bitterness for years, depending on what the situation is. So our words are so important. So you may ask the question, how do I make sure I speak life instead of death? Is anybody asking that this morning? Yes. Well, Rose is asking that. I'm glad you asked, Rose. So number three, our third point is our words and tongue are tamed by our heart. So in James, it says, no human can tame the heart, but our words and our tongue are tamed by our heart. And that's what tames it. And of course, our heart is tamed when the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. So in James 3:8, it said, no human being can tame the tongue. It's a restless evil full of deadly poison. So if you think that your tongue has a mind of its own, hold on just a second, because that's not completely true. Luke 6:45 says, good people have good things saved in their hearts. That is why they say good things. But those who are evil have hearts full of evil, and that's why they say evil things, or that's why they say things that are evil. What people say with their mouths come from what fills their hearts. And I say a lot of times, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. This is what this is saying. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when we can feed good things into our heart, then it produces good things out of our mouth. And you guys know I'm fruity. Laura makes fun of me for being fruity because I talk about, you know, it's all Warren's fault because way back when in the day, he says as believers we have to be fruit inspectors. And so I don't know if you remember that, but that's one thing he said, and it has stuck with me all these years. We have to be fruit inspectors. So our fruit, the things that we produce, is very important. So when you plant a watermelon seed, what do you expect you're going to get?
Watermelon.
Yeah. If you plant an apple tree, what are you going to get? Apples. Right. If you plant an orange tree, are you going to get grapes? No. If I plant a pepper plant, am I going to get squash? No. It's ridiculous. We look at that and we're like, why would you even ask that question? But so how do we expect that we put crap into our hearts? Sorry, I said crap. We put crap into our hearts, then we don't expect that to come out of our mouth. You know? So here, I'm going to do a little illustration. Pastor Rennie's going to help me. I need three kids maybe that have not done this is not a hard thing. It's not that embarrassing. It's a very simple thing. Okay, Tanner, have you done one yet? Okay. Aiden? Prakash, come here. I'm going to embarrass all these new kids. Okay. Okay, Prakash. You know, Pastor, Coach Rennie will be too hard on you.
I would.
Is that tight enough? Is that too tight? All right. See what we're doing? You three not, but can the rest of you see what we're doing back here? All right. These These cups are to symbolize our heart. So that's why there's a heart on the front. So they symbolize our heart. So I'm going to give each person a cup, because your cup is right in front of you. All right. Tanner, would you take a drink of what's in your cup and tell us what it is, please? Come out here. Water. Oh, water. Okay. Okay, is it? Do you guys agree that it is water? Yes, okay, it is water. Aiden, will you take a drink of yours? Yeah, or generic, it's orange soda, right? Yeah, is that what you mean, orange soda? Yes, it is. Do you guys agree that it's orange soda? Okay, good job, Aiden. Prakash, will you take a drink of yours? You guys are so brave, just blindly drink. Yes, it is Sprite. All right, good job. You guys can take your blindfolds off. This is a very simple illustration. But the reason I wanted to go simple is because sometimes I think we overthink these things. If you pour Crush into your cup, orange Crush into your cup, that is what you're going to drink. That's what you're going to drink out of your cup. If you pour water into your cup, you're going to drink water out. Does that make sense? Okay. So, I mean, the idea of us putting the word into our hearts, putting the words into our ears. So if we listen to the words, if we read the words with our eyes, then what is going into our heart? The word, right? So then what comes out of our mouth? The word. So what happens if we're watching things on TV, on video games, even around people that are saying stuff? Sarcasm, dirty jokes, half-dressed people. If we're seeing that and we're listening to that, cuss words, all that kind of stuff, where is it going? Into our hearts. Where is it going to come out? Out of our mouth. It's really not a hard concept. It's really pretty simple. But for some reason, because our flesh wants to watch those things or listen to those things or fit into the crowd that's doing it, we think, oh, it's not a big deal and it's not going to affect us. But it does. And you know what? Rennie and I have really... going through OSL, we've really had to watch. And OSL is our discipleship, Operation Solid Lives. And we've had groups that have gone through these. And we've talked a lot about what we read, what we watch, what we put into our bodies. And it's so important to watch that kind of stuff. And it may seem like it's not a big deal, but it's not. Proverbs 21:23 says, whoever keeps his mouth and tongue keeps himself out of trouble. So keeping ourselves out of trouble, putting that word in, right? Putting that word in, speaking it out loud, listening to it, and reading it. It really puts it into our hearts so that we speak it out and we stay out of trouble. So will your family and friends think you are crazy because you are saying stuff like, I can't watch that? Yes, very possibly. When we make decisions like that, and sometimes maybe some of you in this room are even going, Rachel, it's not killing me to watch that show or whatever. But it is. It is. Jeremiah 17, verse 9 says, our hearts are deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? And it's hard to grasp why it makes such a big difference in our lives, but it really does. The things that we watch, the things that we listen to, the things we see makes a big difference. So we're going to close in prayer, and I want you guys to repeat after me as we pray, because I'm all about speaking the word of God. I'm all about listening to the word of God and speaking the word of God. Just like our tongues are powerful, just like our words are powerful, speaking the word of God is so powerful. It can bring life to situations more than anything else can. So go ahead and shut your eyes, so that way you're not looking around at anybody, but repeat after me. Lord, please take my words and my thoughts and make them acceptable in your sight. Keep me from speaking when what I could say get me in trouble. Lord, please keep my words focused on you and pointing others to you. Lord, help me watch and listen things to things that honor you. Please fill my heart with your word so that my tongue will speak your truth in my conversations. Help me to share your words that bring eternal life. Help me speak words that build up others. You are a good Father, and we love you. Amen. Amen. All right, I'm just going to go ahead and close this in prayer, but I do want to say this. When you ask the Lord into your heart, and I don't know if everybody has done that or not, but when you ask the Lord into your heart, you become a new creation. So as you are that new creation in Christ, let's fill up our creation with good things. Let's don't put the worldly things back in, because God's cleansed us of those things. Let's put those good things in. Let's put the Word of God in. Let's be around people that encourage us and uplift us. And let's be those people. Not just be around them, but let's be those people that other people want to be around. Amen? Amen. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing our closing song that you kiddos like to sing. And if you do have any questions about this, feel free to grab me afterwards, because I would love to talk. Lord, we love you, and we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, that we can put your words into our ears and into our eyes, Lord, and they filter into our hearts. And then from them, we can speak your truths. From them, we can speak love and kindness and goodness, Lord God. We love you so much, and we are so thankful for all that you do. God, I pray that our hearts would be fertile. I pray that we've taken this word in, and we will let it resonate in our hearts throughout the week, Lord God. And as we read your word this week, Lord, I pray that you just put it in our hearts, Lord. I pray that we would not read it and forget it, but that we would read it and remember it and let it guide our bodies, Lord God. We love you so much, Lord, and we thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Pastor Rennie's going to come up and help me with this last song. Kiddos, this song is the song we sing after all of our kids' gatherings. It's called I'm Free. And the motions are I am free to run. And I know that you guys sometimes like to make laps around the room, but today we're going to run in place. Everybody hear that? Today we're going to run in place. Okay. So go ahead and stand with me and let's sing.
Hearts will praise. Through you the darkness flees. Through you my heart screams, I am free. Yeah.
Well, thank you all for being here, and I hope that you enjoyed yourself and understand that, you know, church can be a fun time, but we can also learn an awful lot, and that the words that we speak and how we, what we ingest does make a difference in our lives. If you're visiting with us today, thank you so much for coming. Every Sunday here at Oasis, we do lunch directly following our gathering. We have plenty of food. Please stay and join us if you're able to. But always remember this one thing, that God loves you just the way you are, but He refuses to leave you that way. He wants you to be just like Jesus. Have a great week, guys.